Welcome. Thank you for tuning in. This is Hannah, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. This is the inaugural episode of the new season, fall, and I have switched times. I'm no longer 11 a.m., which is Not bad. I kind of prefer a nice afternoon to early evening time. I feel like it's like that's when I'm done with classes for the day, but I'm not quite, you know, I'm not done with everything. I don't know. Dinner time, etc. I have a friend on with me today. A boyfriend, that is. This is Isaac.
Hello. If you're a regular It's Always Sunny in Medford listener, you've likely heard my voice a time or two.
Yes. He also has a WMFO show, Hour to Kill, which is, what is it, 6 on Saturdays?
It's Saturdays at 6 p.m.
Nice. So same time, but in 5 days? 6 days? Anyway, I'm kind of winging it today. So, yeah, I have one more Death Cab for Cutie song, because you just heard Marching Bands of Manhattan and Lightness. Because a Death Cab song came on in the shower today, and I was like, I haven't listened to them in a while. And I don't have a set list, so we're playing around, we're having fun. So.
I had Lowell, Massachusetts by Death Cab come on recently, and I was like, oh yeah, I like this song.
It's a good one. I like that album a lot.
Earlier today, had a song off one of their newer albums that I must have saved a while ago come on shuffle, and I went, you know, they don't about this one as much.
I haven't listened to any of their new stuff.
By new, I mean like 2011. Like, this was not
I don't know. There's one
now I'm being negative album and that being negative Nancy.
No, it's okay. Yeah. It's okay to be negative. I have opinions like these for many of the bands that I love. I mean, like, you like Pixies. Like, they're still putting out music.
Yeah, that's a little funny to me. Where it's like,
it's been
okay,
like 40 years, dude.
Okay, Pixies, you had your deal for like 5 years. Yeah. Literally your deal.
You had your deal, and then you lost your deal, and now what?
I think there's probably some good stuff in those 90s albums that I've not got around to. But as far as like current day, like 2010s, I don't think I've ever met somebody who is like a big fan
I'm
of 2010s
see the
Pixies.
Current day Pixies.
2020s Pixies.
That would be my fear of like if I would was willing to go to like a Pixie show, which I would like. But like, I don't know, what if they just play all the new music and I don't
they
know.
They probably won't. I know what they.
It was
they
like
they're about.
I went to see Smashing Pumpkins, and it was like half new stuff, maybe a little.
It'd probably
less
be like that
half.
Then, yeah.
Which was like fine, but you know, I wasn't listening because I mean that's another band. Like, they're still putting out music. It's like some of it's just not that good. Yeah.
Many such cases.
Many such
but you
cases.
Know, we have love for working musicians out there.
Of
even
course.
If you're washed up has-beens, nothing left to say about the world. You can go do your thing.
Look
that's
Billy
fine.
Corgan
definitely
in the eyes.
Not condescending.
And say he's a washed up has been. What do you think he would do?
I mean, I think he does this to himself in the mirror every day.
Oh man, that's like worse. That's like so
psych
sad.
Psych himself up for the day.
You got it, Billy. That's why when
You're
I went.
Washed up has been. You gotta show him who you are.
You're gonna get on that stage and I'm gonna act like I'm doing an encore and just let the audience cheer for me for 5 minutes. And then I'll leave.
That's kind of baller.
That was the first time I've ever seen that happen. Like, I've seen concerts not have encores, and I'm like, whatever. But he just stayed on stage and was, like, kind of, like, I don't know, gesturing towards the crowd and stuff as they were just, like, dying. It's so funny.
Just acting, like, pretending like it's not an encore thing. And just, like, they love me. They love me so much.
It's
the bandmates are just like, so what are we playing? And he's like, they love me.
So funny.
That's not a Billy Corgan impression. I can't really get his spooky voice sounds like.
That probably wasn't too far off.
They love
He's
me.
Got kind of a light voice. You know, he sounds like Gerard Way's like regular voice. I don't know if you know what that sounds like.
I don't know. I feel like most musicians speaking voice.
Just kidding.
That's a very funny. General statement. I feel like that's true for almost everybody.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is when you know somebody, like maybe you're not friends, but around campus or whatever. You know them in that capacity first, and then you see them, like, sing or perform.
Oh,
and then you're like, oh, that's what your singing voice is. That's interesting.
Yeah, because it is different.
But you can always see it. It always makes sense, like, once you hear it. But it's just, like, it's not always what you expect. It's
fun. I feel like I don't know, I don't sing often, just, like, for silly fun. But, like, when I do, I'm not, like, the worst. Like, I'm not that bad. I've heard, like, professional band, like, frontmen of bands sound worse. So, like, you know.
Angles era Julian Casablancas.
Yeah. Like, don't know, some Will Toledo stuff. It's like, okay, man, you're kind of forcing it there.
It's about expressing your emotions.
Okay. Exactly. But like, so I'm like, in theory, I could do it. Like, if I had all the resources and the interest. Anyway, I feel like my singing voice sounds like my voice is the point I was going to get to begin with. Any other points?
I'm just stalling. I'm creating as much dead air on your show as possible and sabotaging you.
Let's get the last Death Cab song going now. It's my favorite Death Cab song.
Tiny Vessels is a good
one. Tiny Vessels. He said it first.
This is the moment that you know that you told her that you loved her, but you don't. You touch her skin, and then you think that she is beautiful, but she don't mean a thing to me. Yeah, she is beautiful, but she don't mean a thing to me. I wanted to believe in all the
I lost myself on a cool, damp night. I gave myself in that misty light. Was hypnotized by a strange delight under a lilac tree. I made wine from the lilac tree. Put my heart in its recipe. Makes me see what I want to see and be what I want to be. When I think more than I want to think, I do things I never should do. I drink much more than I ought to drink, because it brings me back you. Lilac wine is sweet and heady, like my love. Lilac wine. See clearly, isn't that she coming to me nearly here? Lilac wine is sweet and heady. Where's my love? Lilac wine, I feel unsteady. Isn't that she? Or am I just going crazy, dear? Lilac wine, I feel I'm ready for my love. Feel ready for my love. Thank you.
the bed that is haunted with a blanket of thirst. It's not the hunger revealing, nor the ricochet in the cave, nor the hand that is healing, nor the nameless grave. It's not the room, not beginning, not the crowd, not winning, not the planning, not spinning. To die, not dying, not to last.
ideas from everyone. You never plan ahead. You take the gamble on instead, and if they turn us down, find a warm bed in the next town. If they turn us down, wake me up to drive, wake me up to drive.
You just heard Tiny Vessels by Death Cab for Cutie, Lilac Wine by Jeff Buckley, Not by Big Thief, and Wake Me Up to Drive by Big Thief. We're halfway through, and I've been enjoying the winging it method, actually, quite a bit. I feel like this is going well, feeling smooth, not just kind of, I thought I would be like scrambling, like, what am I going to play next, but...
You're only scrambling if you think you're going to be scrambling.
Exactly. It's
pretty easy to pick a... Pick a song.
All about mindset.
Exactly.
But I do have to add a few more songs. If there's anything you are interested in hearing, you could drop it in the DJ chat at, what is the little address? I guess I'll just do the...
It's just on the website, and it says DJ chat on the, yes. on the WMFO website. It's one of the tabs there.
WMFO.org, and you go to the DJ chat, and you say, hi, how are you? I want to hear this song. But, you know, till then, unless, do you have any remarks right now, or shall we just plod on?
You keep, like, just general comments? It's your show. Prompt me with something. Give me something to talk about.
Am
I supposed to do all the work for you? Come on.
All right. How's your
Dance
semester?
Monkey.
I don't know. What's your week looking like?
I got class, and I got work. I got a lot of work.
A lot of work this week. That's true. You do have a lot of work.
That's going to be tiring, but...
I work tomorrow. Unless they say, we don't need you. We hate you.
You just should kidding. Go see Sir Purr anyway.
I know. I go in, I'm like, hey, I'm just here to see the cat. Sorry. I'm not clocking in.
I want to pet him.
I'm just going to...
He's very nice to me.
I have an empty crate in my hand. I'm like, I'm just going to... We're going to go for a walk.
Adopting the
exactly.
work cat.
You will be doing your bartending job.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that because I don't know what I'm doing at all. So,
we're trained a little bit. I don't think they expect you to be like.
Yeah, but I don't know. I need to put in a little effort in my own time to get up to like some basic knowledge.
Yeah,
that
you
I'm
do.
Lacking, so.
Yeah, that is a thing I learned.
I got about 2 days to do that. So
that's plenty of time. It'll take like 10 minutes scrolling through Google.
Right. Anyway, yeah.
But yeah, that was the thing about bartending that also, I just didn't think about it beforehand, but very much real. Yeah. So, gonna keep on. Next up, we got Swingin' Party by The Replacements.
Crime, I'm serving forever. Stay. grass aren't moving, heart's about to implode. If I call to keep it together like you say you know I can do, to transmit the moment from me to
the mind of a 10-year-old.
I should have worn those earrings today. I like those earrings. Gabby has those awesome earrings. I need to ask her where she got those, but that's just what she would want me to do. I'll have Michaela ask her for me.
Buckle up, Sarah.
Yeah, but then Michaela will be like, why don't you just ask her yourself? That's just like Michaela.
Sarah, buckle up.
Michaela's such a great name. I wish I was called Michaela. There's like a dozen Sarahs in my class.
Hey, we're not hitting the road until you buckle up, honey.
Oh yeah, seatbelt. I forget sometimes because my brain is like busy, you know? I wonder if there's pizza at school today.
Sometimes it can be tough to get through to your kids, but it's not impossible. Always make sure they're wearing their seatbelts, even on short drives. Remember, you have the keys, you have the power. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. Visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup for more information.
You heard him, folks. Buckle up. Especially buckle up your kids. Yeah, you just heard Swingin' Party by The Replacements, Amity by Elliot Smith, and Wouldn't Mama Be Proud by Elliot Smith. We got just 14 minutes left here all together. Why don't I check the DJ chat, see if anybody made it in there? No, that's okay. Pretty standard. How are you? What's up? What were you looking at on your phone? Nice.
Nothing interesting going on, so I really have nothing to report there.
It's been just a rainy Monday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes you need rain, you know, because waters the plants and washes away the.
Exactly.
Is that what having a podcast is like? Is just someone going, rain is important, I think, and they're like.
They're like, yes.
Good point. So I hadn't thought about that.
And me.
Have you ever noticed that women do this, but men, they do.
They do
that.
This.
Whoa, I'd never considered that before.
I'm going to go up to somebody like at a party and be like, I heard in a podcast that rain, it's good. Because that's, I don't know, I thought that would be funnier than it was. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we gotta do something about these fake podcasts. Because that's a thing people do for TikTok, is they'll set up, like, with a mic. Because it's, I guess that's the modern version of, like, having, like, a video of you standing in front of an auditorium speaking. Mm-hmm. Which is, like, the old grifter. Like, you could do that, and people would assume. You could do your scam video or your product pitch for multi-level marketing, whatever. If you do it in, like, an auditorium.
Exactly.
And, you know, you're standing at the front and you have a slide. It makes you look like you're an authority.
Exactly.
You do that with a podcast mic, I guess. If you have a nice camera and podcast mic, you could sit there and say any crap about, like,
women.
Mainly about, like, it's either about women or, like, stock market stuff.
Yeah.
Or, like, some kind of other scam.
Like, health, like, alternative.
Yeah, gym stuff also.
Yeah.
Just gym content on TikTok is so I mean anywhere on the internet, really, because it crosses over. But it usually starts on TikTok. Very interesting. Very bizarre.
Yeah, very strange. It can just start on TikTok. It's been around.
I know it's been. I mean the modern, like, iteration of it. It's this shirtless, muscular, white 16-year-old going, like, this is why... This is clearly on steroids.
Yeah. Oh, I love the ones that are, like... They'll,
what they eat in a day.
Yeah. Yeah, there's that, but the ones that are funny to me are the ones that's, like related to being sad or, like, a breakup, and they go to the gym to, like, work it off, like, forget about it.
This is a safe space. What's the one line you say to yourself that keeps you going? Like, in the workout, what motivates you? In the comments are all, like...
Let's go
she
gym.
She broke... your heart.
She broke my heart, so I have to get fight. Muscular, and then she'll feel bad about it.
Fight when so your family can be protected, and it's like it's just funny to read. I don't know.
Dude, you got a history project due tomorrow. Like, come on, second period. Like, you can't be thinking about this stuff. You got to go back to school.
Is this the weird overlap between the some extremely sexist.
Yeah.
Thing, and I want to work out a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's some kind of... Someone who does social research and stuff should get on that.
Look at what's going on there.
First time anyone will have made a connection between masculine self-image and putting down women. That's just... These two have never overlapped.
It's
before.
Never been a thing before. I find it interesting that's like the teenage boy gym content is like... Well, some of it's just like, I'm gonna get huge. You know, just general like football player or something vibe, which is fine and normal, I think. But then there's like the, I'm sad, so I'm gonna go work out about it crowd, and then where it's like the girls, it's so different. I feel like,
so what is it with the girl, if you want to get into it?
I feel like so much of like internet, like maybe they weren't, I don't know, I think I'm thinking like not weightlifting, or I don't know, I'm kind of tying myself into a knot here trying to work it out and dance around it, but a lot of like the girl ones is like less about like getting fit for a relationship and more about losing weight.
Oh, that's the framing.
Okay. Yeah. It's like what I eat in a day, 4 raspberries.
Girl dinner.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's very different, I think. That's interesting. I don't really see a lot of like, he broke my heart, so I'm going to the gym, but it's like a girl saying it. I don't know. Yeah. But I don't see much of this content anyway.
I guess it gets put into different things, because working out is probably seen as like a, I don't know, that's masculine,
that's
self,
really,
I don't know, assurance. Rebuild yourself after your broken ego, after getting rejected. Yeah. For a woman, I don't know. As a general thing, as far as what's going to catch on as a trend and be picked up by algorithms, it seems a little less likely. It'd be some other thing that I'm not, I don't know, dyeing your hair.
There's a lot also of like stay-at-home gym girlfriends. That's a vibe. Like, not like teenagers, like more so like young adults. It's like people who just like record themselves doing an ab workout, and that's their income.
And it's weird, people make money off strange things. We had this thought earlier that there's people whose careers are talking about fantasy football.
Like, yeah,
that's
yes.
Such an odd, you know, go back 30 years and that is not a concept that exists. Is that being your living, is you're talking about what the sleepers are. who do you pick up to get an edge of your fantasy league?
I should start listening to those. Get ahead of my fantasy.
I know, I feel like the league is just not competitive. Like, there's like three
I'm
different people
win.
Who like don't even check anything.
Yeah,
like,
I know. That's funny. Yeah, people can get like, can make money and make a career out of like most things on the internet if you're doing like,
if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Of course.
Because what's funny is for anyone that you see is there's dozens to hundreds to thousands of people who are trying, and it's just not something they can do.
It's sad when you come across somebody's like account and you can tell they're trying so hard. They're doing everything they can. All kinds of like, they're on YouTube, every new social media that comes out, they're on it. It's like they want to do, to be internet famous so bad.
There's a couple kids I knew from high school that tried to be, either be trying to be like a model or some kind of influencer, or, you know, just content creator. And it's like,
It's just kind of, it's not sustainable, I don't think. Like, for now, maybe you'll get a few bucks out of it.
It's a weird thing to see as a third person when you're used to this person just being somebody who's, like in your English class.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I agree.
You're used to seeing them kind of devoid of context.
Yeah. I don't want to say, like, we're going too far. Because that just sounds so, like, I don't know, boomery and, like, cynical. And, like, there are good things about how virtual everything is and all these opportunities that arise, but sometimes people are like making a living out of just like something literally anyone could, like, I don't know how to put it, like, they're like famous for doing something anyone, like, they don't have any real special qualifications for the position that they're in, basically.
Yeah, the whole people who are famous for being famous,
right,
that deal, that was at least there before the internet,
yeah,
tablets and stuff.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know. It's crazy.
Definitely more common now.
It's more kids, I feel like, now that they just have access to, like...
That's true, yeah.
Phones.
All right, but do we have one big song to close us out, or a couple shorter ones?
The next song is 3.5 minutes long, so I think I'll find another short song.
Okay.
But to give you a sort of vibe for how we're closing out, I'll play it for you. This is March Into the Sea by Modest Mouse.
Death on my self, give me.
All right. That was March Into the Sea by Modest Mouse. I'm going to do a quick goodbye because I just had a caller request a song, Dizzy, by Tommy Rowe, which we'll be closing out with. So thank you so much for calling and requesting a song. And thank you all for listening. This has been a fun show, fun winging it show. This was Hannah and Isaac. Thank you for joining.
Pleasure to be here.
You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Stay tuned for Sauerkraut with Ali. Have a great night, everybody.